Hi all, welcome to this episode of Brewing with the Bears, sponsored by Shelburne Falls Coffee Roasters, a spot I frequent often, and they have great coffee. Christmas morning's coming out soon. We're looking forward to that. I am joined and have the honor of interviewing today two very special people to me in my assistant Jen McCauley and my assistant Kat Puda. And we're gonna do a little a version of our office chat, what we do in our office every day in terms of our ability to get to know each other and have fun with each other. So we're gonna start off with, first and foremost, what are you drinking today?
This is a maple cinnamon latte with oat milk. Highly recommend.
Iced vanilla latte with whole milk.
Great, two great selections. First and foremost, we would like to know a little bit about each one of you. So will you please share a little bit about where you went to school, what you majored in, why you chose the school you chose, and just a little bit about your family as well.
Okay, I can start. So I grew up in Canada, just over the Vermont border. Obviously went to high school there, and then for college, I went to the University of Vermont and played 4 years there. I think what drew me to UVM was just the rich basketball tradition. You know, it was a program that recruited Canada heavily. Great people, great support. Very similar community as it is here, just in terms of the fan base, the young kids in the stand. So that was just a great experience. I majored in business while I was there. And then after that, I did my grad school at the University of New Hampshire and was a grad assistant with the program for 2 years. The major was sports administration, which I really enjoyed and got the chance to work with their program. And now I'm ended up at Smith.
How many years have you been here?
I think this is year 10.
10?
Yes.
That's right.
A decade.
A decade together.
Great decade.
How are you, Kat?
So I'm from Massachusetts originally. For college, I went to Brandeis in Waltham, right outside Boston, and played there. What drew me to Brandeis, it meant a lot to me that my family was at my games and that was close to home. So that was part of the reason why I chose them. The other part, I really liked the UAA, the combination of the high academics and getting to travel to conference games. I really liked that. So I went there and double majored in health science and psych with the thought of going pre-med. And I very quickly realized I actually loved coaching. So that was sort of my path after that.
Great. Thanks for that. Okay. What motivates you?
I think it's just the people that I'm around every day and just feeling their energy. And then just in terms of being part of this program, I think it's just about being part of something really special and trying to obtain something unique and doing that every year with a different group of people and kind of putting the puzzle pieces together and trying to make history. And I think, you know, when you're trying to do something that no one else has done, it's pretty motivating and it can kind of keep you going every day.
Yeah, I agree with Jen in that the people here are really special. I think I really want to work hard for people that are really good at what they do. And we're pretty fortunate at Smith to have an incredible boss and then also an incredible athletic administration, and that just doesn't happen at most places. So sort of understanding that we're in a spot that's pretty special with the people above us makes you just want to work harder every day for those people. And then the other part is I'm just super, super competitive, and I think it's really hard to be really good at this job. And I don't know, I take a lot of pride in the fact that we take pride in working harder than everybody else in the country on details. And, you know, that goes from game prep to the sort of effort that we put into making sure our culture is in a good spot between our players, to something like doing the laundry and making sure that doesn't get messed up. I just take a lot of pride in the fact that we do the details better than everybody else does. That means a lot to me.
Great. Good answer.
So the three of us have been really fortunate to be a part of a lot of really unique and special Smith basketball games and moments, right? And there's a lot of favorites out there, but I'm gonna ask you to land on one. What what so far, and I'm going to cap it as so far, but what so far has been that moment that's landed with you here at Smith?
Kat, you might have to go first.
Okay, there are a lot, so it's really hard to pick just one, but I think for me, the moment that stands out the most, we played the first year that we made it to the Final Four, we hosted all the way through until the Final Four, and the Elite Eight game against Trinity here. I obviously, the game itself was incredible. That was the program's first time getting to the Final Four, which is just a massive milestone in itself. You know, obviously we can't get to two national championship games in a row unless you get to the Final Four first. So in itself, that was a huge accomplishment. But I just have this memory of, like, before the final buzzer had gone, Jesse Ruffner was on the bench and Amelia Claremont was, like, running back towards the bench. And I think seeing those two look at each other and sort of have that last, like, 30 seconds on the clock realization of, we did it, like, we're going. And it was just, like, 30 seconds and they were standing across from each other, like, already jumping and just, like, already crying. I mean, seeing them so happy and just feeling the body of work for the 3 years that they had put in before to get to the program to that moment, that was, I've never experienced anything like that. So that's probably my moment.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the moment when we won our first NUMAC championship in this gym against MIT, because I think that was just kind of the start of what we've been able to do since. And I think, you know, that is kind of what, you know, it was the first NUMAC championship for the program. You know, and obviously that year we kind of had our ups and downs, but, you know, we had to go on the road and beat Springfield in the semifinals, and that was a huge kind of upset. And then, you know, we're the underdogs again in the final, and being able to beat MIT and cut down the nets for the first time in this gym, I think for me that was probably the most special. You know, obviously the rest since have been incredible, but I think that was kind of the start of this streak that we've been able to sustain.
Well said. Both have really unique memories. Another question I have for you this morning that we actually have never really talked about, right, is that you've each climbed the ladder and cut down the full net. When you were up there in that moment, cutting down the last, you know, little string to, like, whip it around, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? What was going through your head during that time?
I don't know if I was thinking much. I think it was just, like, pure joy and just, like, a sense of just, like, accomplishment, and then just turning and looking at all the people in the, you know, on the court, not only from our team to obviously our staff, but just, you know, members of the community that we see in our gym every day, and just seeing, like, the joy and happiness and their, like, pride in what we've been able to do, I think it's, you know, it's really fulfilling. And so for me, that was kind of what was going through my head at the time.
I totally agree with everything Jen said. I think too, honestly, I mean, when I was up there, I remember this moment. And also, that's typically something that a head coach does, right? So first, I was feeling a lot of gratitude that, like, back-to-back years, she sort of made the, I don't know, decision in the moment that shows how much she cares about the two of us, which just landed with me in a pretty profound way. And honestly, when I was up there doing it, I was just like, yeah, I want to win a national championship. Like, this is one net. But I don't know, for her to do something like that, so the two of us felt that, I want to win a national championship for her so that she gets to climb the real one and cut down the big one. So that was sort of my thought in that.
Oh, we're getting deep on Brewing with Bears this morning. Thank you, both of you, for those really great answers. Okay, well, we're going to go at different paces, like a basketball game. We're going to have different tempos here, right? So we've just been playing in the half court. Now we're going to speed up to transition. All right, we're going to go transition. Okay, so if you could master any skill overnight, what would that be? What would that skill be?
Cooking? Gotta eat well.
Being really good at golf.
Nice. Yes. I think.
Yes, that is a good one.
That is a good one.
Good one. All right, that's great. If right now, are you into a book or a series on Netflix or Hulu? Like, what? Either one. Are you into either? And if so, what are those series or books?
Well, I have two young kids, so we get a lot of Bluey at night. But I will shout out HBO. I just finished the show Task. Highly recommend. 7 episodes. Very good.
And Jen, I will say, has recommended a few series to me over the years and has been clutch. Has come through big time. So I'm waiting to get on HBO so I can see that. I don't have it, but I'm looking forward to that. How about you, Kat?
So now being in season, there's a pause. However, I was reading Dawn Staley's new book, so I'm in the middle of it, and I'll pick it back up the last week of March.
That's good. Okay, would you rather watch an NFL playoff football game or the NCAA March Madness?
Live?
Sure, live.
Is Tom Brady playing?
No, current day. Current day.
That's a tough one.
I know that. I came up with it this morning. I thought it was pretty
good. I'm going to go NFL. I'm a big football fan.
Yep.
I love football, but I'm going to go March Madness.
March Madness. Okay, good. All right. Favorite spot downtown to venture to and why?
Ooh. I mean, we love to eat, our staff, so yes. A lot of great memories on at Familiar's, great sandwich, just on the, you know, when they shut down the street and we can sit outside. So that's probably one of my favorite spots.
Mm. I think Fitzwillie's. I just really love that restaurant.
Very good. Very good. Good hot spots. Okay. Let's go back to half court. Okay, and you know, end a game. We're getting sort of deep into, you know, fourth quarter here. All right, you two ready?
Yeah.
You know, our program is big on gratitude, and we talk a lot about it. And I'm just wondering who you are grateful to in your worlds right now.
I think I'll go with my mom. I think just her, I mean, obviously she was an incredible person, very, very kind, loving, great mom. And just how she is with, I have two young kids now, so obviously she's a grandmother, and just how she is with them. But just every time I call, there's always just like support and love, and she'll do anything for us. And you know, she's just that person that is kind of like my comfort at any time, whatever I need, from little things to big things. So, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of people in my world that, you know, I have gratitude towards, but it's probably my mom the most right now.
I'm going to go with my dad. I mean, he like follows our program as much as I do, honestly. So, I don't know. It means a lot that going into every game, like, you know, I call him and he somehow knows the scout for everybody that we're about to play against, which he's just super into it. And, you know, I know part of it is that he's super into it because it's really good basketball, and he knows like the level of work that goes into everything that we do. But I know that probably the bigger reason why he's so into it is because of me. So it just means a lot to know he's there supporting me, and ultimately to get to share all of this with him just makes it even more worth it. So.
Okay. Well said, both of you. Talk to me a little bit about what is your favorite drill in practice?
Ooh. Kat, do you know yours?
I love doing situational stuff because I know that not a lot of other programs are paying attention to it the way we do. So anything to make sure that we're ready for any possible situation that could be thrown at us. And I love putting our players in high pressure moments. So those are probably my favorite.
Good. Favorite drill? That's a good one. I don't know if I can pick one, but I just really like how we kind of like start practice every day with our 4-minute drills, and it's just kind of things that our team's very comfortable with, they know really well, and it kind of just gets us like moving and good energy, and it kind of just like sets the tone for practice. So any of those 4-minute drills are the ones that I really like.
Okay, how about pregame superstitions? We had to get to this one because we're a pretty superstitious program and staff. So let's share with the audience today, like, your go-to routine and or superstition pregame.
Well, I always have to like, well, Kat and I, I'll steal this one because Kat and I kind of share this one, but like when we're home, I have to put the starters in, but on the road, Kat has to do them, and we're very strict about that. And then my other big one is before like tip off, I always have to like start with a piece of gum and I'll chew it. And if we're not doing well or we're down at halftime, I throw it away and I can't have another piece. But if we're winning, I have to keep it in, even if it's at that point where it's time. I just fight through it and I continue to chew the gum. So that's probably my biggest one.
Okay.
Buckle up here.
When I wake up, I literally have to put my clothes on in the exact same order that I did from the very first game here, where we played really, really well and won. I wear the same pair of heels for every game unless I'm wearing navy, because then the black would clash. And then when it's actually time for the game, I have to set up the camera exactly 2 hours before. So I do that. I make sure I do it in the same order every single time. Then when we're coming up, like before the game, I always have to place my pack of gum under Lynn's chair. Then I have to put a piece of gum in my mouth before we go into the locker room to talk with the team. And then once the talk is finished, I have to spit out that piece of gum, and I can't chew any during the entire game. And I have to use the same color mechanical pencil. And I think that's everything.
We might need a gum sponsorship here. Just saying.
I told you, you know, it's an intense staff in many ways, including our routines. But just to give some insight, you know, on, you know, how we prepare for games. And obviously we've been doing it as a staff for many years in a row, and it seemed to work for us. So we're going to keep going with all these, you know, fun superstitions that we all have. Thanks for sharing yours. I'm sure the audience found it very intriguing. Okay, let's go into, I'd love to know from the two of you what you see is the future of Smith basketball. What are you seeing out in the vision of, you know, the next 5 years? And this is going to be like a push us question right now, right? But I'm curious, when you think about that, like, what does it look like?
I think number one, winning a national championship. That's like the first thing that comes to mind there. But I also think, I mean, we got a pretty cool text from one of our friends going into this season, just about how the numbers for little girls that were trying out for suburban basketball this year had like absolutely skyrocketed since we started our Playmakers Club. So I think there are a few things. Like, for our program directly, yes, we want to be number one. And, you know, I think our team is experienced enough that we should be getting there in the next 5 years. But I think what's cool as well is just how we've really taken pride in impacting our community outside of just what our program is doing. And there are a lot that are just blinders on, like, we're working from a basketball standpoint. But the commitment that the staff, but also all of our players have made to, like, looking outside of themselves and recognizing their platform and positively impacting little girls has meant a lot. So I think, in addition, just bringing in, like, in my mind, it's growing the Playmakers too. We reached 200 this year, which is crazy, in our second year. So I think, in addition, being able to really impact a lot of little girls where, you know, none of us had anything like that growing up. There's no mentorship. There's no, you know, empowering girls in the community to like find their voices. So I think that's something different that we do. And I think we do it better than anybody else. So.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with Kat. I think winning a national championship is, you know, obviously the ultimate goal and something we talk about a lot with our team. We talk about it as a staff, but that is kind of like what we're, you know, kind of going after every day and the grind of it all. But, you know, I think to Kat's point too, I think it's just continuing to impact this community any way we can, continuing to grow the players that we have in this program and see them go on and do incredible things once they graduate, and then also continuing to bring in really, really good people and new players and putting new puzzle pieces together every year and just building not only on the court but, you know, off the court as well.
Great. I got two more questions here. What do you love about Smith? Why have you stayed here? What is it that keeps you here?
I mean, for me, it's the people, you know, from the ability to work with both of you and all the incredible grad assistants we've had the last 10 years. And then it's just the type of athletes that we've been able to bring in. And, you know, I think we have incredible young women that are super, super motivated, super competitive, really buy into our culture, take care of one another, take care of us. They're just like really good people and really, really fun to be around. And I think just having that like relationships in my life too, and, you know, being able to be around college students, I think it kind of like keeps you a little bit younger. And then especially now that I have two young kids, just seeing the impact that they have on my kids and how my kids look up to all of them. And it's pretty special. And then just the whole community here too, I think, outside of not only Northampton, but like obviously Kristen is incredible athletic director, all the administration, the faculty, you know, our president down. I think we just have really, really incredible people here that really support us and, you know, do a lot of things for our program that make us be able to do what we're trying to do every day. So that to me is the biggest piece.
Unfortunately, I have nothing else to add to that. Those are like exactly sort of what I was going to say. I don't know. I think it's pretty rare to be in a spot where you're surrounded by other people who are the absolute best in the country at what they do, but also care about you. I don't like, it's rare to have two things together. And obviously with our president, with Kristen, with Lynn, like that's the case. So I feel really grateful for that. And to Jen's point as well about the greater Smith community, I mean, I remember my first playoff game coaching here, and what our players feel standing in an environment where like we need like signs for all of our play calls because our players can't hear us call out a play because it's standing room only. Like really, as a female, unless you're playing at South Carolina or UConn, I don't know how many women experience that. And I think to feel that at a Division III women's basketball program was, I don't know, where else would we go? You don't have that anywhere else. So for me, that was another piece that was just really unique to Smith and what our players get to feel every day here.
Great, well said, both of you. All right, last question. I really want to know what you appreciate about each other.
Okay, I can go first. I mean, there's a lot that I appreciate about Kat. I think first and foremost, I think it's her, how much she cares about the program, how much she cares about the people in the program. And she really shows that by just her incredible work ethic, her incredible like commitment to what we're doing every day, from not only like finding every end of game situation that a team's going to throw at us to doing the laundry for our team, right? Two very different things, but she does them the same way, with a ton of attention, with a ton of detail and a ton of care. And I think that is really unique. So that is one thing that I, you know, really appreciate and love. And then I think just our ability to like chat about things outside of basketball too. You know, she obviously asks about my family, where we can just kind of talk about football or other things happening in the world. So just having that friendship too, you know, obviously an incredible person to work with, but also like a friend at work. So that would be, you know, there's a long list, but that would probably be, you know, a few of them.
My turn. Jen is one of the most incredible people in terms of building relationships that I've really ever seen. With our players especially, I've never seen like, and she's a basketball genius. Like I feel like I've learned so much from her. Just she's seen the game at so many levels, like coming from the D1 level to now being here for 10 years. I mean, there's a lot like from a basketball coaching standpoint that I've learned from her. And I don't know, for me wanting to coach long-term, I think it's typical, right, to have like one mentor and that's sort of been your boss and the person who's sort of developed you into a coach. I'm pretty fortunate that I've had two, and that is not common, especially at the D3 level. But you know, my entire 5 years here, I've not only had Lynn but also Jen to learn from, and that's really shaped me into who I am as a coach. So number one, from a strategy standpoint, that means the world to me. But again, to the relationship piece, I mean, really, she's like another mom to all of our players. And she has two kids of her own. So to be doing that for another team of 16 human beings, it's a level of selflessness and like genuine care that is really not normal for a coach. It's not a question for Jen. She's gonna do whatever helps the group. And ultimately, I don't think it's a coincidence that the program has gone to 3 Final Fours in a row when you have somebody behind the scenes that's paying attention to stuff like that. So obviously from a personal standpoint, I feel really grateful to be around you every day, but it's not a coincidence that our program is doing what we're doing when you have someone like that who cares so much about everybody else.
Thanks, Kat.
Of course, Sean.
All right, well, you can see why I keep these two really close by me. They're pretty incredible human beings, and also just people who show up every single day for everyone in our Smith community. And you know, we're very lucky to have both of you here, and I feel especially lucky to come to work every day and be around people I love and adore. So to both of you, great job today.
Thank you, Lynn.
I'm hoping the audience got a better sense of what goes on in the Smith basketball office. But we'd also like to just give another shout out on this podcast of Brewing with the Bears to Shelburne Falls Coffee. We thank them for their sponsorship and for, you know, diving in with Smith Athletics and promoting the stories that are here and the people that are here. So thank you again to Shelburne, and we look forward to hopefully seeing you in Azor Gym.
Thank you.
Thank you.